Why don't I put it in here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're good.
I'd like to call the June 5th, 2019 Planning and Zoning Board LPA meeting to order. Can we get a roll call, please?
Chairperson Kakwan Ma.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Kevin McCann.
Here.
Board Member James Evans. Board Member Michael Ferrante.
Here.
Board Member Bart Phillips.
Here.
City Attorney Anthony Agar.
Oh, I'm here.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and stand for a moment of silence and the pledge. Please face the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see, are there any changes to the agenda?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thank you. Item 100 and 200 not used. At this time, we'll open it up to any public input. Seeing and hearing none, we will close public input, move on to the consent agenda. Item number 300, approval of the minutes from April 3rd meeting. Can I get a motion, please?
I'll give the motion to approval.
I'll second it.
Motion and second.
Board Member Phillips.
Aye.
Chairperson Ma.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson McCann.
Aye.
Board Member Ferrante.
Aye.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Moving on to the public hearings agenda, item number 400, ordinance 2019-09 regarding the application notice and review criteria procedures for special zoning permits. Do we have a presentation? No?
Well, I guess we can give a little brief introduction.
Please.
To it. It's a very detailed ordinance. The City Commission has been conducting a series of workshops regarding various issues. One issue pertains to this particular ordinance. The City Commission directed that an ordinance be prepared to proposing modifications to the special zoning permit application, notice review criteria, and procedures regarding special zoning permits, which include such things as rezoning, site plans, variances, conditional uses, etc. So the commission, through the workshop, has reviewed this ordinance, massaged it a little bit, it went back to the commission, and the commission actually considered this ordinance on first reading and approved the ordinance on first reading with some amendments and instructions to submit it to the Land Planning Agency for its review and comments. So we're here tonight, so the LPA has an opportunity to chime in formally as a board regarding the ordinance. The ordinance, again, it's a legislative act. The City Commission is establishing policy that will be applied in the future relative to these special zoning permits. I can't emphasize enough how important this ordinance is, or what we're addressing tonight relative to processing these applications. It's all about due process. It's all about fairness. It's about knowing the rules ahead of time when you submit your application, so developers know what rules will be applied to them when they submit their application. So we don't make the rules up on the fly when applications are submitted. We codify them in an ordinance. So this is the chance for the City Commission, LPA, to make their recommendation regarding the rules of the game relative to special zoning permits. Right. Very detailed ordinance. One thing I want to, before we can get into the weeds and the detail, if necessary, I just want to emphasize that this ordinance does not change or propose to change the list of permitted, conditional, and prohibited uses in the various zoning districts. That's another topic for another day. This ordinance doesn't address that. And it can't address that because of the way we're going through the adoption process. It's very procedural. You will see that the Town Center matrix is attached to this ordinance as an exhibit. It's not for purposes of changing the list of uses. It's only to make conforming amendments to the matrix because of other procedural changes in the ordinance. So I open it up to you, Mr. Chair.
All right. That's Thank you very much. I'll open it up for any discussion. I went through the draft of the ordinance. I saw the strike-throughs and and the additions to their to it. To me, it seemed like any gray area was pretty much stamped out as Anthony had mentioned. Things were very much spelled out, and I think this is going to provide a lot more consistency so that anybody who's coming into the city can look through that ordinance and understand what those rules and guidelines should be.
So I also went through it, and maybe I'm wrong, but my understanding is that you have the town center and you have the previously you have, well, the reason we have all the amendments is because they have the tighter restrictions mm-hmm. on setback, et cetera. And this is going to codify it to be along with all the other codes, the general code. It's going to make it more general, so we don't have to see as many amendments. We would have, okay, here's your setback. And it's not going to be, I mean, the usage will be still per the center, but we're not going to be inundated with a lot of these code setbacks and variances.
With respect to the town center, this ordinance does one major paradigm shift. Right now, the town center has its own land development permit process, and the commission has directed that process be merged with the general process.
Okay.
That's first and foremost. And then you will see in the ordinance, going to your point about maybe seeing less variance or waiver applications, there's a limited administrative waiver procedure in here that would allow some tinkering with some of those issues without going through this burdensome separate special zoning permit application process. So like when the commission and you all are reviewing final engineering plans and staff is recommending, well, not a 10%, they can't comply with the 10% setback, 9.5 feet's enough. You don't, this way this ordinance would work, that as part of the approval of the final engineering process, that sort of de minimis like waiver can be granted as part of the final engineering process rather than a separate application going through a separate advertisement and a separate public hearing on such a de minimis waiver. Now, anything greater than the standard in here would require a formal application for waiver, but there's more flexibility in there.
Yeah, the most encouraging thing, I think, is that during repeated conversations and tweaking, when we had developers here, and when we had the roundtable with the developers, they were all, or they all appeared to be on board. And from the commissioners passing it, and if I'm not mistaken, it was unanimous. And then the developers seeming to be for it, and any residents that I've spoken to are for it, this seems pretty logical. Well, I mean, hey, there's a year from now, maybe we'll see a little tweak that might need to take place, but it sure does seem to be cleaning up a lot of confusion mm-hmm. for developers and for everyone else. So, yeah, and it does give staff the opportunity to just make some little, if it's some minor little thing that really, if they're arguing over a foot or something like that the staff can do, I think, right, let them do their job. They're professionals.
When you're looking at the big picture and you're seeing mm-hmm. this is just de minimis, rather than bog down the application process to approve the project, you can address those minor modifications. But the other part of the ordinance that's very important that, you know, over the years the commission has emphasized is getting more of that public notice and public input relative to projects as early as possible. And this ordinance really kind of codifies, I think, some of the wish lists over the years that have been developed regarding, you know, more notice to the public and more opportunities for them to comment on those significant development projects that have occurred over the recent years.
I will make the motion that we approve.
Do I need to open up to public input?
Sorry about
public
that. Thank input. You.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Just opening it up to public input then, if there's no further discussion.
Yeah.
Seeing and hearing none, we will close public input, and now I will ask for a motion.
I make the motion that we approve.
I'll second it.
Okay. Roll, please.
Board Member Ferrante?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson McCann?
Aye.
Board Member Phillips?
Aye.
Chairperson Ma?
Aye. Okay, motion passes. All right, regular agenda, 500 not used. Next is reports from any of our board members. Any reports? No. Mr. Ferrante?
Nope.
Okay. And final public input then? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we will close the final public input. And that's it for this evening. I think we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Man, that was a record.
Well, 10 minutes.
That's quick.
That's pretty good.
That's quick.